Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
777-1225.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
King. And number two is, look out, man. Look at that. They're coming at you. You see that? It's called karate, man. And only two kinds of people know. The Chinese and the king. And one of them is me.
People
Los Angeles.
You may know Fort Virginia died, what a 1409. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land, cause then the poor boys on the line.
All right, let's go. Na-na-na-na-na-na. You be in Oklahoma today, what you would say, or Nebraska. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Hope everybody had a great weekend.
We're working on the T-Bone Steak on the carny fly.
I think we've missed all the storms today too, right? Oh, that, not much. Yes.
I think we're good to go, Joe.
A swinging old chariot come down, easy taxi to the terminal zone.
They came in overnight, though.
I heard it.
Los Angeles.
I figured Rogers, you'd be happy with the rain because it watered all the plants and in the grass.
It does that.
And
it makes it all grow, and now it's got to be cut again.
That's the voice of Roger Scott.
That's the voice of David Basil.
Yes, Josh Neighbors, producer. Good morning, Josh. How are you? We're doing great. Got a fun week. Got a fun show today. Got a lot to cover. Oh, my gosh. So many things. So many activities over the weekend. First, you mentioned the storms. 4 people killed in Oklahoma. I didn't hear of any fatalities in all the other states, but it beat up Nebraska, Oklahoma, multiple states. I think I saw, what, it was 83 tornadoes? Is that what it was? Some of the most amazing video you'll ever see. You got more people out, you got better phones, and you just see videos like we've never seen before.
Well, the fact that it is phones, I mean, when we were kids,
yeah.
I mean, if you saw a tornado on TV, it was like, oh my gosh, wow, it's like you've never seen it before.
You had the, as far as sports go, you had a lot of things. You had the NFL draft, which, you know, Arkansas finally got their, 29th year in a row of draftees. Cam Little, our guy, who we had on our show this past year, he went the 6th round.
Not this past year. 2 years ago.
Yeah,
that's right. Was it 2 years ago? My gosh.
He ghosted us.
Wow, that's right. Yeah, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Went in the 6th round. I think that's indicative of where the program is talent-wise.
Sure.
When your first player picked in the draft is 6th round, 212th pick is the kicker.
Yeah.
The most accurate kicker, I was looking at some of his numbers in Arkansas history, which is saying a lot.
And like
compared to some
great
kickers.
Was it a down year for him compared to the year before? Yes, I guess.
I didn't look at his numbers for this year. I just saw he's 82% field goal percentage over
maybe
like
we
3 years.
At the year. I mean, yeah. What was the year? Last year was 4 wins, and the year before that
maybe.
Was, yeah.
Yeah, it could be it. Also, Bo Lemmer goes a few picks after him in the 6th. So you've got that going on. We'll talk about the draft. You got Hog Baseball, another series win. This was against Florida. That was an exciting deal up in Fayetteville. Softball, the girls down there.
Yeah, they got 2
They
of
just
them.
Keep winning. They've won 15 of 16 road series. 15 of 16.
They're in Conway
and
tomorrow.
That's right. They're in Conway tomorrow. Razorbacks will play Missouri State. Also playing Ole Miss. You don't know if you're going to be able to get up there for that this weekend or not, right?
I can't see me doing it because of my brother's birthday.
That's right. JM's going to be up there. I'm going to try to get up there. You got Oakland, cool. the last weekend of racing at Oakland. You got the Kentucky Derby coming up this weekend. We'll talk about that.
Mystic Dan's in it. I was checking the odds.
Saw that, yeah.
Mystic Dan got 20-1.
Yeah, we've got 2 Arkansas horses. I think he's in the 3rd spot, I think, in third hole.
Yep, the 3 position.
Yeah, yes. You can give us, what are the odds? What did you say the odds
20-1.
Yeah, so hey. Never know. But Roger, this is me. We'll be there Friday, the last weekend. If you want to get over there and
Real
watch
quick?
The horses, yeah.
So I spend
Friday,
the night,
Saturday,
night.
Sunday. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
we
right,
do.
How about that?
So you've got that going on. 4 stake races worth about $1 million. More Cal news. Did we get Josh since we did the show Friday? Did we have one more recruit added? We're up to 4, right? That have committed.
Boogie Flan was the one on Friday.
Boogie. And then you've got. What about Richie? What's Richie Bradley? Or is that his name?
I think he was.
Yeah, I think there was a 4th one.
Somebody was visiting this weekend.
Oh, I thought he had committed. Well,
Richie Bradley?
Yeah, Richie Bradley. And we'll visit with another Bradley today coming up at 7 o'clock, Pat Bradley, to find out.
They're related.
What's that? I don't know. You never know. And also, too, did you guys see Cal throw out the first pitch?
I did.
Strike.
Yeah. That's a good first. That's a really strong.
That was a great
he
pitch.
He is such a boss. He just walks in there with confidence.
He does.
You know, he's wearing the red.
He's wearing red.
Hey, no hot call, though. You still haven't seen a hot call yet. At least in public.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't really see him doing it. You know what? After he wins a tournament, SEC, or he's never won, they may get him to do it. But we'll see. He's going to start reading the press sometime or another.
You've got the NBA and NHL playoffs. We'll hit those a little bit later.
Did you see the Mavericks? And by any chance, did you see Mavericks Clippers yesterday?
I just saw that they lost as 2-2 series.
I've never seen a game like that where guys were trading baskets. I mean, it was like 3 Hall of Famers, Paul George, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving.
It's going back,
going
and,
back
forth.
And forth.
Yeah, it's tied up 2-2, right?
Yeah, tied up 2-2.
Now, Leonard. Aren't you a Washington Capitals fan?
I am. They got eliminated.
Yeah, but smoked, didn't they?
Swept.
Yeah. Ouch.
Rough.
So you got Candace Parker, 16 years in the NBA. Was she the first to dunk in the NBA?
I think she was.
So was she at Baylor?
Was she the player to dunk?
Was she at Baylor?
Tennessee.
That's right. Tennessee. I should have known that. Roger, more things to get to, but a few things. Buzzbeak is coming up May 11th. Not this weekend, but next week.
That's
it's Mother's
right.
Day
That's
weekend,
right.
So there's one team left remaining. So if you want to get in that, check in to go to Oakland. Go to buzz.1037thebuzz.com to do that. Also, Frank Fletcher, talk to Zippy. They had a great weekend, but they're still doing deals today and tomorrow. Frank Fletcher. Went to the Riverfront Steakhouse Friday night, Roger, with my mother and some friends. And matter of fact, it's Jessica's parents, Tom and Debbie. And I tell you, every three steps I saw somebody who listens to the show. Including the great Ron Calcagni. The great Ron Calcagni.
Big fan of that guy.
Such a good guy.
He just did.
Such a good guy.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy. What's that?
Did you see Double R?
Double R was not there, although I did get a funny video from Kerry over the weekend of the AI Trump talking about me and Randy.
Which is pretty, who that was?
Yeah, Kerry said that.
Oh, I didn't know who that was.
Also, a few big birthdays today. You got Daniel Day-Lewis. Did you know when he sent DDL who he was talking about? I had no idea when you said DDL. I thought, is that a wrestler, DDP?
No, it's not. Yeah, not a wrestler.
Yes. So we'll debate a little bit about his movie career. He's close to being Roger-esque.
Well, let's be totally honest with you. He's had a few more breaks.
I watched the movie I thought I'd seen before, There Will Be Blood, but it was the Gangs of New York, and they're both almost the same characters, both pretty rough.
He's the butcher.
Both characters are pretty darn rough. And at the end of There Will Be Blood, just uncomfortable. And
the three characters that he plays in that movie, Gangs of New York.
Yes. Yes.
Nice Mohicans. I just
man with
like
the left
that.
Foot? Man with the left
no,
foot?
No.
Right foot?
No,
my left foot.
No,
my left foot. Okay.
I don't want to watch that foot.
Lincoln
is outstanding.
Lincoln, yeah.
Because he told us, because he studied so much.
Yes.
And did the voice as he thought the voice was based on everything. But The Last of the Mohicans, I think that they're just a little bit of, even though it's a book, just a little bit of the early parts of this country, maybe.
The other part
the savagery.
Yeah, there's a really popular movie, a show on Netflix called Manhunt. And I don't know if you guys have seen that.
I watched it.
I can't watch it now because I see the Lincoln's so bad compared to Daniel Day-Lewis. I was like,
he's trying to be
like a parody.
Daniel Day.
Yeah, it looks like
he's
a parody.
Doing Daniel Day.
I was like, I can't.
Doing
like,
a high voice. That's what he's doing. He's doing a high voice that Daniel created, which is fine. But who is he? He's the guy who followed the legend.
Yes,
and that's who this guy is.
He set the bar
so high.
But
you can't watch it
now.
It's bad. Yeah, you set a bar high when it's like people are doing the guy who did the guy. You know what I mean? That's a really rough place to be in.
So we'll talk about him. That'll be our question today. Willie Nelson turns 91 today and tomorrow. Is it today, yesterday and today, or today and tomorrow?
What was the reason?
It was April 29th. He was born late on the night of today.
Okay, so
but
somebody
the county
wrote
courthouse didn't register until the 30th.
They
so he
wrote it down.
Birthday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he does.
Dale Earnhardt's birthday. Obviously, he died in Daytona in 2001. Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld. Roger is 70.
70 years old.
Are
you kidding me?
Of those four guys now, Daniel Day-Lewis, Willie Nelson, Dale Earnhardt, Jerry Seinfeld, who's bigger?
Daniel Day-Lewis, Jerry Seinfeld,
Who's bigger?
Three different genres.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, those are three different areas.
Three different genres. Jerry's back in the news with what he talked about.
Politically correct?
No. Movie-wise, he said movies are done.
Really? I got a quote of him talking about being a comedian, talking about a political correctness. I'll have to share with you.
Oh, yeah, you'll have to do that. No, listen, Jerry, I've watched it.
And now you're on a deep dive of Seinfeld, huh?
I listen every single day because it's easier for me to do that than to watch any news broadcast. And I would rather watch that.
Yes.
Than any news broadcast.
Get off the news.
And let me tell you something. It's been off the air 24 or 5 years.
Yes.
And the only thing missing from that might date it, only because I'm thinking about it, is no cell phone. But everything else, the observations are still as true today.
Got some other birthdays and significant days in history. But the other thing is National Zipper Day.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in the world of zippers, or did you go with
he didn't wear jeans, so
he's not still in a world of zippers.
Well, I don't know. That's what I said. You know, remember you go the button.
Well, button fly is what I had. Levi jeans are button fly.
Do you usually go all button, or you go the zips?
No, my jeans are button fly.
Yeah, all your jeans are.
I don't do zipper, but zipper.
See, that's what I'm saying. Not everybody does.
But don't most pairs have buttons and zippers?
No.
Say again. Don't most pairs of pants have a button up top?
At the very top. Yeah, I'm talking about just the length of said zipper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can go all buttons there.
In place of the zipper is the button fly.
Ah.
Yes, and that's on a jean. That may just be Levi. I'm not sure.
What's the most famous zipper scene in the movie?
Something about Mary.
Yes, it is.
We got a bleeder. French and beans, Jack.
And listen,
French
all you ladies.
And they show the picture.
It can happen. It can happen.
And it shouldn't, but it can.
Well, I've had a couple nicks.
Because you don't wear underwear.
Well,
what nick?
And you're moving quick.
And those get soap on that nick. What are you moving so quick for?
Well, you're trying to get
hurry.
Yeah, you bet. You're a public bathroom guy getting out.
Yeah.
It's like, it's also International Dance Day. It's okay. It says National
and Zipper Call to make you dance.
National Supply Chain Day. Remember when nobody really talked to it? Now everybody knows about supply chain.
Everybody knows about supply chain. We know about the supply chain now.
And last but not least, a viral video day. Is there a viral video that's your favorite? Like I will go. You know, there's one that I may send you a video, Roger. I know you've seen it. But I'll send it to you anyway because it's funny.
I'll do that too because there's a couple.
Do you have a favorite?
Well, yours right now is the one where the newscaster has that stroke.
Oh, I know. I'm fascinated by that.
I went in to see how old that video is.
How old?
It's a dozen years old.
I didn't get a chance to read the article yet. I'm going to go back and do that. But you know what? I Googled it yesterday. It happens all over the place. Yeah. There's like three other anchors that... Have you seen it, Josh, where she starts...
She speaks on that. So it's not a situation where they're getting the feedback. And,
no.
Another big one is where they have the feedback in the ear.
No.
And that one always causes a problem.
No. She actually has a stroke and you're going, what did you just say? And she's trying to communicate it.
We'll find it.
And I've seen more than one. So it seems to be a common thing.
There's been a couple. You've seen some where they pass out and stuff like that.
Well, of course, you know what other video I'll send you all that. I'm a big gator video. I'll send you the guys fighting the 15-foot gators or, you know, feeding the gators. Or I'll send you people
that Florida man in you.
Yeah, it is. Or I'll send you the videos of people less fortunate.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Roger hates when I do it.
I hate it.
Like, there was one the other day.
Do you not get when I'm cussing at you in capital letters?
Had no arms, but he had hands sticking out where his arms were.
Oh, my God.
He was singing to a song that had to do with something about your
this
arms.
This is where I need the buzzer, so I can just sit on it until you stop talking.
I just put hashtag blessed.
And that's all I can... I put that after I send you another note.
I would say our favorite viral video as a show is probably Terry in the wheelchair with the fireworks.
That's a funny one. Yeah, and the other one is the Let the Boy Watch.
Any of those are fantastic.
Oh, no, wait a minute. How can you say the video that we play the most? That's really a viral video.
I don't consider movie clips viral
videos.
That's
true. That is true, but I guess it's just videos to me that go viral that to me just become very popular. Of course, we play which video do we play the most?
Jack White is Elvis.
But it's not even close how much we play that.
Part of the show. Yeah.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the text number. You can call or text us. Roger, you know, out and about over the weekend, it's amazing how many people we run into that listen to the show. It is really amazing that somebody will say, I probably had it 10, 15 times over the weekend, say, man, matter of fact, where was I at where it said, it's our man JM, said that they, who was it telling me the other day that they get up in the morning and they shower, they have a routine with her and her husband. They're in the shower and they, honey, listen, gotta turn on morning ma'am.
Somebody.
How about? I love it. We gotta get more stories on video to share those.
I put another Facebook out yesterday. You remember that? What'd you say?
I missed that. Did you tag me? I want to reshare all
the
morning ma'am T-shirts.
All the and you know who's missing?
Who? Vickery,
your guest that comes in later.
Can we send him a clip of all the pictures that we can show him?
Listen, I will bring up some of the things that he has voted for. I just want to
Or a night in Cajuns a few years back.
Oh, absolutely. Well, there's even a night at the Faded Rose that only he and I know about.
And what are you spinning on the records there, Roger Dodge?
I'm doing a little Let's Groove, baby boy.
Wow, getting started early. All right, 6:24 here, Morning Mayhem. We're glad you're listening.
Insure your auto, home, life, and everything in between with Shelter Insurance. Find a local agent by calling 1-800-SHELTER or at shelterinsurance.com.
This is SportsCenter.
A busy Sunday in the NBA. Four games that saw some unbelievable individual play. It was the Knicks taking a 3-1 lead over the Sixers 97-92. Jalen Brunson, 47 points and 10 assists for the Knicks. It was the Clippers evening their series on the road against the Mavericks. 116-111. Paul George, 33-8-6. James Harden, 33-7-6 for the Clippers. The Pacers take a 3-1 lead over the Milwaukee Milwaukee Bucks. Yesterday it was Miles Turner, who had 29 points and 9 rebounds. And then finally we had the first team eliminated from this year's playoffs. Minnesota sweeps Phoenix 122-116 in game number 4. Anthony Edwards with a 40-point, 9-rebound, and 6-assist performance to help close out the Suns. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center. Buzz weather with KARK's Pat Walker.
Rain showers will be off and on here throughout central Arkansas today, and temperatures will stay pretty mild too. We'll only see the mid-70s, around 74 for the high today in Little Rock. A few showers still possible this evening, then the clouds will begin to clear out. Temperatures may drop to around 60 degrees. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Riverfront Steakhouse Special, dinner for two for $60. 10-ounce filet, fried shrimp, two sides, and our famous salad bar. Only $60. Good Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Want to get in on the conversation? Shoot us a text at the D3 Auto Sales text line at 501-614-1037. D3 Auto Sales in Desart, the number one independent dealer in the state, with the best prices and largest selection on pre-owned vehicles, including leveled and lifted trucks. Find them on Facebook. Whether it's football, baseball, or basketball, from high school to the pros, hit us up on the D3 Auto Sales text line.
Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. It's Ram Truck Month, and Fletcher Dodge has big discounts on new Rams. Up to $11,000 off new Ram 2500s and up to $10,000 off new half-ton Ram. But that's not all. They've got 0% financing on new Ram Bighorns for 72 months. Or how about $10,000 off new Jeep Gladiators? And they have new 2024 Jeep Compass 4x4s for only $424 a month with zero down and no gimmicks. They're getting new inventory every week, so come in and let them know what you're looking for. They're ready to make you a deal on a new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram. And don't worry about your credit. If other dealers have told you no, come see their credit professionals at Fletcher Dodge and let them help you get into a new vehicle to get you to work or school. For the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Sherwood. Or you can shop online at FletcherDeals.com. It's Ram Truck Month, and Fletcher Dodge has big discounts on new Rams.
Whiskey Myers. This Friday, Simmons Bank Arena. Whiskey Myers. With Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real and Reed Hawes. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Whiskey Myers Live.
Mountain bike racing this weekend at Mountain Evo State Park. The Big Mountain Enduro Series, with racers competing for one of the largest purses in mountain bike racing. It all starts Saturday morning on the Monument Trail System at Mountain Evo and ends Sunday. The Big Mountain Enduro Series, presented by Dardanelle Area Chamber of Commerce, McCormick Family Dentistry, Bunning Electric, Chambers Bank, George Pest Control, Friends of Nebo, and Potlatch Deltic. This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas River Valley Tri-Peaks Region funds.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
This season, the 1-1. Driven to center field, pushing Holt back. Plenty of room. Looking to tag will be Doné. Catch made. A little pump fake, and he fooled everybody. Now a late break, and the throw home is in time. Peyton Holt with a pump fake on the catch. The runners had to reassess, and he ends up with a double play. That is the ultimate deep.
How about that?
All right, so... Boom! Thank you for joining us at 6:30. By the way, coming up, special appearance by Jeremy Flynn, former Buzz Promotions Director, who was and his wife have JF Media and Marketing.
Well, we saw her when we were in Conway.
We did. She was helping with that.
But yeah, with the Build Your Future.
Yes, right. Jeremy's got some interesting information to share with us.
PBR stuff. He's our PBR guy.
Maybe. Pat Bradley will join us as well. He's brought to you by Henry Foothills Equipment.
That's and, PBR.
Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Chris Kane will be calling in. He's down in Florida with his sister's graduation.
Neat story he has about a fellow he did a story on that
passed
away. Oh,
my gosh, yes. So, we got to talk about that too, Roger.
Watching that, what a great story. That's Rudy-like.
Wait till you hear this. Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports sponsors Chris. Bill Vickery. Brought to you by Sauce Bar and Oven, which
whatever.
I was there the other night, and
whatever.
Butcher Shop.
Whatever.
And Ridgeback Graffiti, brought to you by Fish Brokers at 9. What are we giving away? Hard tickets? Do you not?
Heart okay. Tickets number one. I'm efforting to see what we have baseball wise.
The other thing, Roger, what the clip that we just played, maybe the coolest play I have ever seen. Had never heard of it. Had never seen it used before. Where Peyton Holtz acts like he's catching the ball, arm motion goes down.
A little pump.
Want
to hear it again?
Yeah.
Where is it? That's not it right there. Here it is.
This season, the 1-1. Driven to center field, pushing Holt back. Plenty of room. Looking to tag will be Done. Catch made. A little pump fake, and he fooled everybody. Now a late break, and the throw home is in time. Peyton Holt with a pump fake on the catch.
It even fooled the announcer. Did you hear it?
Because
he said caught.
It
fooled him.
And I think it fooled the coach for Florida. And Justin said he's been watching, you know, he loves baseball, and he's never seen that play
done. Said that. I'd never seen that. That is such a heads-up play, knowing that position.
You know what it reminded me of in football?
Yes.
See on a punt return?
Oh, the Razorbacks. North Texas did against us.
The decoy, right, where you have a guy.
Okay, so that brings me to my next deal. Did you see what I put out there when we were texting? I have never heard, until this weekend, the term deke.
Okay, it's mostly a hockey term.
I went back and read. Had you heard of Roger before this weekend?
No.
I'm like, where does everybody start? I say, he deke. He got deke. I'm like, what's that? Is deke? And then they said,
we just don't read hip or
of course, I'm waiting for Justin to go, Ben Rich is 1960.
Right.
Which I guess it has. I've never heard it.
Really?
But they're like, hey, oh, he got deked. Oh, he got what? What is that?
Well, we would say deked. We might change it.
Yeah, anyway, that was an amazing deal.
It was fantastic.
I missed you too. Saturday night, we celebrated Shannon Lynn's birthday officially.
Happy birthday,
that
Shannon.
Was over at Sauce Barn Oven. So, Didi there. So, Buddy from the Mean Pig.
Right.
Great to see him. Great turnout there. The other thing that happened, and I think, I wonder, do we have the highlight of Hank Glam hitting the game-winning hit against LSU?
Let me
I mentioned Arkansas won series against Florida. They also won a series against LSU down
so
there.
So, their home game streak is done.
Yeah, that's right. Ends at 27. And you were right, Roger. There was another streak. But it wasn't at Baum.
Right.
It was a 2 year. It was from 1 year to the next at
wraparound.
Yeah, what was that stadium you called? What was it the old baseball
stadium?
Yeah, look at you.
Huh?
You're on fire this morning.
No, I really am. Give me a Corky's.
But if you went to Rogers. If you went to Rogers' page this weekend, you saw something a little disturbing because
it was all. Wait a minute, this is all the Facebook. You're talking about the Morning Mayhem shirts?
Yeah, no, not Morning Mayhem shirts, which hopefully they're coming to you soon. But this is a guy here that's on our text line that says our D3 Auto text line. Baz, you're going to have to start calling your coworker Roger Devo. In honor of his pretty red toenails.
They're gorgeous.
So, Roger, you did the Manny Petty.
Samantha.
And painted toenails.
I didn't do Manny. I just did Petty.
Okay, gotcha. I
did Manny. I should probably get a Manny, and I may do that down the line. Samantha's been going to, Nice Nails and Toes in Sherwood forever. Ever.
Yes.
And she would mention it to me last week about going. And I guess, you know, after we talked with Justin and that sort of thing, and you've done it, this sort of thing with your flat iron shoes. I said, okay, I'll do it. So Meredith is trying to shame me. Well, you and Mom never do anything together. You can at least fine.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun outing.
So it's fine. So I get in there, and they recognized us, me, because of our TV commercials with Oakland.
Yes, yes.
And so I get in there, and a lady is doing it. She's listening. She's a talker. I'm a talker. I'm listening to her, And everything that was involved with my pedicure, one of the things included getting your nails painted. And, of course, first thing, obviously, no, I'm not going to do all that. And I thought, well, let's see how much this is, Sam. Yes! I said, maybe I'll just do a big toe. And then when I got into it, Bass, I went the whole thing. All ten toes are painted Razorback red.
If you go to Roger's Facebook page, you will see that. And
I feel pretty about it.
Does it feel a little weird?
You know, it did when I got out of the shower. And I put my foot up so I can dry my legs and everything, and I'm looking right at it, and that beautiful, bright red, ruby Razorback red toes are looking right back at me.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And they, you know,
things we do as we get older in life.
It's tickling. It was scraping
Who's gonna hurt? Naked Gardening Day comes up here
soon.
Well,
as I stated in the Facebook, now on next Saturday, the only thing I will be wearing will be that red shoe, that red toenail polish, because it is Naked Gardening Day.
Someone here says, I think most of us were introduced to the Deke from the movie Mighty Ducks. I've not seen the movie Mighty Ducks. Josh, do we know what that's?
I've seen the first one. It's been a long time with Emilio Estevez.
Is it Mighty Ducks? And then I think there's two hockey movies, right? Slapshot and that one.
Well, Slapshot's way different. I mean, Slapshot's, I don't know when that was.
Somebody says Deacon's Please. Never heard of either one.
I never heard of Deacon.
Another one. How about Sprague Lott's bare hand catch at third, throw home on Friday to save the game? That was a great play.
I guess I missed that one.
Yeah, and then Hannah Gamble gets the game-winning hit, I think, in game two. With, I think, either one or two outs in the ninth, or not ninth, seventh, I believe. The score makes it 2-1. Love beating LSU. So nice.
Yeah.
Let's see here. One of the other ones here. How was the turkey hunt, Baz? We didn't do it this weekend. I've got an option, Roger, to maybe do it Saturday, but I'm going to try to get up and see Ole Miss, Arkansas Saturday. So it will be a couple-hour trip to Camden in the morning to do that, and then a long trip to Fayetteville after that. But that's what I'm mulling over. Mm. 661-1037. Here's one that says, I tried the reindeer show on Netflix. I stopped at the first episode when I started fantasizing, unzipping Basil up, getting inside him like that cuckoo chick on the show. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I don't remember seeing that scene in the first episode. I was just sort of in and out. Anyway, now, supposedly, the girl that he's written this about, the guy who stars in the show. The girl has come out and is suing him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, she wants you cut?
She does.
No pun intended?
And I think she's saying that people now are coming after her. They found her.
Well, they knew who she was, I guess?
Well, I guess they put pieces together. Huh. And so anyway.
Well, I didn't know it was based on a true story. I had no idea.
Josh, you said Billy Richmond III, right? Was that the one you said for the Razorbacks?
I did not. You mentioned Richie Bradley. I did not.
Okay, I think it's Billy Richmond III was the latest recruit signed. Can you check that to confirm? We want to be, obviously we want to be always right
on
the show.
We want to be as accurate as possible. Well, not necessarily 100%.
Someone says three Arkansas horses, Honor Marie and the Seven Holes, owned by Magnolia folks. That was two. That was a horse that just won the big stakes race. I can't remember which stakes race it was at Oaklawn. But so you got three Arkansas horses. We appreciate you guys keeping
us.
Yeah, Billy Richmond is in the mix, right?
That guy that sings that song.
Somebody says Lisa Leslie was the first to dunk in the WNBA.
Well,
I don't know why I thought. What is it about Candace Parker?
Candace dunked.
Yeah,
she was
she the biggest superstar?
Yeah, to that point, for sure.
Or more recent?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't see enough to know that or not.
What?
So yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
Well, listen, I've watched the show. You know, based I don't know why Samantha. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say something. You're talking about TV and shows. I think it's called We Are the Lucky Ones, and it's about Germany and what they were doing with the Jews in the Holocaust at the beginning of this stuff. So it follows a family, and with what has happened with anti-Semitism that is going on our campuses and around our country right now, it got to thinking, how can that happen? How was that able to happen? Because people just allow things to happen. I mean, you can't fathom what these families last episode is May 1st, and I don't know if it'll be. I haven't read up on it, see if it's based on any particular family. It follows a Jewish family.
Well, what's the name of it?
We Are the Lucky Ones, I believe.
Well, two things, Roger. One, speaking of series, I've started watching the Franklin series on Netflix. Not Netflix.
That?
It's Apple. It's about Benjamin Franklin, and I didn't realize the relationship that he went to France.
I told you about
for
that.
Help. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
he was a partier.
Four hours deep. But it's intriguing, especially because I went there.
It took him to get there, so it didn't. Wasn't able just to go back
John Adams shows up. And he goes, "What are you doing here?"
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's getting ready to get a little testy.
Well, I'm figuring out what happened with Ben. He was estranged from his wife and family,
to that, he said his wife had died, so he's hooking up with one of the married chick there.
Hooking up with everybody.
Ben's
wearing nothing but a powdered wig, and he's
hot. Who's the guy playing him?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. I'll have to check it out.
He was the one in Fatal Attraction. Construction. He was it was the guy.
Oh, it's Michael Douglas?
Michael Douglas.
Is that what I've been seeing?
I wish he'd make his
well,
head.
When's the last time you saw him with a powdered wig as Liberace?
Ben Franklin pictures all of them, they show bald headed with hair on the side.
They all wore those wigs.
Yeah, but no, he's not wearing a wig. It looks like it's his own hair.
No, I'm talking about whenever they would wear the powder.
I know, but what I'm saying is that most pictures of Ben Franklin are even bald.
Sure.
Well, they've gone 4 hours deep, and he looks like he's got regular hair. It's not the wig. It's right just on, like right his regular hair.
Oh, so, really?
Yes.
All right, I didn't know.
But you mentioned
about that.
The Jews, Roger. On this day in 1945, American soldiers liberated. Dachau.
Yeah.
Dachau, Germany. Tens of thousands of people, had died there. That's the same day that Hitler married Eva Braun.
Yeah,
and then the next day, committed suicide. Yeah, so anyway,
when you see what they did in Poland, then they move here.
Yeah.
Just by waiting one day, the trajectory on some of these families, and then you see where they moved into Warsaw and what they're doing with Poland, and then you don't even think about Poland as much until you see what's going on with Russia and Ukraine right now, how it's right there on that border, how it could also creep into Poland again. Yeah. Which, anyway, it's,
speaking of
it's fascinating.
Did you all see Zone of Interest? Best Picture nominee this year.
Uh-huh.
It's about the guy who ran Auschwitz and his family trying to have like a...
Oh, yes. I've heard about that.
It's on Max.
I think I heard Acri talking about it.
It is a really strange...
Yeah.
Strange
Could you imagine having a family, on a concentration camp? Good Lord.
Yeah, just ridiculous thing.
Also on this day, Roger, 1992, I remember where I was. I remember vividly being in a Waffle House in West Little Rock. Mm. I was up late. And that early in that day, the a jury in Simi Valley acquitted 4 L.A. Police officers.
Oh, is this Rodney King?
Rodney King.
I know exactly where.
32 years ago, and I remember people just go. They were showing the TV and said,
"On this day,
L.A.'s on fire." Remember, they just lit up L.A. that night for the next week or two.
So they said they're not guilty today.
Yeah, today, yeah.
Baz, you know where I was?
Yeah, where?
I was at Zach's place.
You were.
Yeah.
You were out of it?
We're having lunch and watching the results of that trial.
Oh, you were in Zach's place where we're going to be today in Zach's place. How crazy is that? Woo! 32 years. Is it 32 years?
I
think it's 32 years, right?
To the day.
Is that right? 1992. Oh, my gosh. 92 is 32 years ago.
Isn't that on South University?
Yes, it is.
Isn't that a little strip mall?
That was the Rodney King deal. And it said, days of rotting, 54 people dead, $1 billion in damages.
Did I just write history? Because I want to know. Has Zach's place been around that long?
I don't know. Well, it had to be.
Was that where I was? Is this on University?
The other Roger. I think didn't you tease it coming back? We just did that during the break. Spanning the globe. Did we?
Oh, I sure did. Yeah.
Right. Today is the anniversary too of speaking of one of the coolest sports openings for any show ever. Josh, we've talked about this before. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but
ESPN Wild World of Sports.
ABC, actually. There was no ESPN back then.
Yeah. Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport. The thrill of victory.
Nah.
The agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is ABC's Wide World of Sports.
You know, the one thing that I saw, I sent a clip to Josh about it, but which is okay. Don't get it since we've got this. But it went a little further and it mentioned who the sponsors were.
Oh.
And Jim McKay is reading.
Yeah.
You know, Rolaids. Whenever you need, and he just goes on, and he gets three different little deals.
The coolest part about that is the dude, and I don't know why we don't know his name by now, Josh, is the guy who takes the horrible spill off the...
We know
what do you call it, the slalom slope?
Yeah,
what do you, I don't
the
know.
Ski lift, the jump.
Yeah, the jump.
Oh, my God,
and
yeah.
Twist around and...
Terrible. What was the thrill of victory?
That's 61. What was the thrill of victory and agony of defeat?
The agony of defeat was that guy. Was the thrill of victory weightlifting?
We'll have to watch that. Maybe.
You know what, on the one I sent him, it was... like Little League World Series. It used the same deal, but just different pictures. Well, the agony of defeat never changed. The thrill of victory did.
Someone says, of course you don't follow the NBA, just like you guys don't follow the NWSL, the National Women's Soccer League. Their season kicked off on March 16th weekend, just saying. There you go. We know. You got a mention there.
Right,
good
very
good job.
Very good.
So was Roger the Arkansas Tom Sandoval? He has his nails.
You're not very good.
Turquoise.
That's exactly who Samantha and I were talking about. That's from Vanderpump Rules.
Ah.
They did their nails and all that, so they... No, you know what? Listen, it's not hurting nobody.
Somebody says, oh, dear God, next Roger will be getting his eyelashes done.
I am getting a Brazilian wax.
Turn in your man card, Roger.
I ain't doing it.
Let's see here. All the good Hog baseball is doing don't mean nothing unless they win the championship. Same stuff every year, just like the 49ers, my 49ers.
Who was I listening to? I think I was listening to Vickery. And Vickery made a comment yesterday that I think I disagree with, and I'll mention what that is. But anyway, when he's talking about the baseball, that is, they just have to make it to the World Series, and it's a done deal.
Oh, I heard you say that. They've got to get there for sure. You don't get there; it is a failed.
Well, they have to get there.
Failed in the sense
because
that's your goal.
What we expect
that's
every
right.
year.
And that's the goal.
That's the animal that they have created. But no,
Roger, you're just a few steps away from needing feminine products. If you will.
Wait a minute now. I may use some now. I don't know.
It was Little League World Series was the thrill of victory.
That was, you remember that one, Ron?
The one I sent you?
Yeah, whatever the one's on. The one
you say it changed.
The one
huh?
I sent you. Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't Little League World Series when it was original.
Yeah,
I don't think that was such a big deal at
the
time.
The one Alexei, I sent him. It was Alexei up there.
It was the weightlifting guy, exactly.
Maybe so.
It was that guy. The thrill, that's what I was
what
saying.
What year did it start?
61.
This is the intro from 76.
Yeah, I'm sure like to change over time. Also, too, what's best for a breakfast sandwich? English muffin, bagel, or toast? Now, I saw where Sonic...
I saw French toast being made yesterday.
Well, I saw where Sonic is adding bagel. I will go into the bagel to be a little bit less fatty.
I just forgot my snack.
Do you have... when we come back, we'll have our question of the day that has to do with Daniel Day-Lewis. You want to do that one, Josh?
Yeah.
Got four major birthdays today. Who is the biggest of the birthday folks? Daniel Day-Lewis, Willie Nelson, Dale Earnhardt, or Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah, and that's what it was. Vickery was talking about... Cam Little yesterday.
Yes.
And
he didn't know the kicking is. I sent him some stats on that.
Well, you did.
I was prepared.
But very good. But when he was talking about it, he said, and what is kicking? It's for the most part, between the ears. And I disagree completely. I don't think that's the big thing about the kicking. You got to have a great leg.
You
got to concentrate, but it's all between the ears is not the most.
Obviously that's an important part of it.
It's an important part. It's so shooting free throws.
Sure.
But you've got to be able to do it. And I just think, I'm just trying to take apart everything.
You're still mad. You're still mad at
it. It's not mad, I'm vengeful.
All right.
It's a reckoning.
647.
Hello there, homeowner. Roger Scott for Leaf Guard Gutters of Arkansas. Are you tired of dealing with clogged gutters, climbing ladders, and worrying about potential damage to your home? Well, listen up to me now. Leaf Guard of Arkansas's got you covered. Introducing Leaf Guard, the only true one-piece seamless covered gutter system on the market guaranteed to never, ever clog. With Leaf Guard, you can kiss goodbye to all the hassle of climbing up and cleaning out all that muck and mud and shingle grit. No more hiring someone else to do it, or worse yet, risking serious damage and issues by doing nothing at all. Spring is finally here, which means it's time for Leaf Guard's famous Ugly Gutter Event. Leaf Guard will swoop in, take down, and haul away all those unsightly gutters at absolutely no charge, and you'll receive an incredible 60% off installation on a whole house Leaf Guard gutter system. But wait, there's more. Ask about the 0% financing options and additional discounts for seniors and military personnel. Do not let ugly gutters ruin your home's curb appeal or cause costly damage. Call 501-664-5400 or visit leafguardandmore.com to schedule your free estimate today. Leaf Guard of Arkansas, protecting your home one seamless gutter at a time.
The Bumper to Bumper Certified Service Center's Indoor Car Show, Saturday, May 4th at the Conway Expo Hall. Best of Show wins a $1,000 Visa gift card. Pre-register at btbautoparts.com. Presented by Sullivan's Automotive and Carter Auto and Cooling.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. It's the end of the month, and we need to sell 23 more new vehicles before Tuesday night. Frank has told us to take any reasonable offer and pay over book value for trades. Fletcher Dodge has big discounts on all new Rams, up to $11,000 off new Ram 2500s and up to $10,000 off new half-ton Rams. We got 0% financing on new Ram Bighorns for 72 months. You can't get any lower than zero. Or how about $10,000 off new new Jeep Gladiators. And we have the new 2024 Jeep Compass four-wheel drives for only $424 a month with zero down and no gimmicks. We're ready to make a deal. We have pre-owned vehicles starting as low as $199 a month at zero down. Don't worry about your credit. If other dealers have told you no, come see us or apply from anywhere at FletcherCredit.com. Fast, easy, and simple approval process. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
Hey guys, it's Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa. And guess what time it is? Yep, it's Mother's Day. And we have got the spa packages for that woman in your life. Your mother, your sister, your daughter, your girlfriend. And our packages are starting at $99 this year. Yep, that's $99 for an entire spa package. Call us at 501-954-8888 or just get your gift card online. AvaBellaDaySpa.com. Happy Mother's Day.
Y'all, there's a cruise ship in Foxcroft in the heart of Little Rock. Okay, it's the Little Rock Racquet Club. But like a cruise ship, it's full of activities for the whole family, beginning with three swimming pools, including that scenic 50-meter lap pool, and then everything from pickleball to polo, as long as it's preceded by Marco. During May, 40% off the joining fee. Call Mavis or Amy, 501-225-5711. The Little Rock Racquet Club, with more smiles per gallon.
Red tape. One in three businesses will get caught up in it, and they'll be penalized by the IRS for mismanaging their payroll. Because when you're handling payroll, HR compliance, and those constantly changing tax laws, that red tape can get sticky in a hurry. At The Payroll Company, we free you from that tangled mess and get you back to business. The Payroll Company. Less headaches, more than payroll. Visit morethanpayroll.com to learn more.
Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville have great rebates going on now for your pool with Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. They also carry Serona Spa Chemicals and Frog Systems. That's what I use in my spa. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Morning Mayhem is going mountain bike racing. Well, sorta. They will be at Mount Nebo State Park Thursday morning, getting ready for the big Mountain Enduro Series. Racers competing for one of the largest purses in mountain bike racing. Racing starts Saturday morning at the Monument Trail System at Mount Nebo and ends Sunday. It's Morning Mayhem live from Mount Nebo Thursday.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
And that's chopped up the middle. One Razorback scores. And runners at first and third now after the RBI chopper up the middle by Gamble.
I get asked all times, like, what makes you guys so tough on the road? It's like, we just, like, take care of business. But you guys are freaking tough on the road. In every pitch, and it doesn't matter if there's no outs, one out, two out, we're grinding. And but it takes everybody. Way to win the show!
Wow, wow, I like it.
15 out of 16 of the last road series is just tough.
Let's go, big
foul! Two cups in a suit.
What about that kid sitting down, opening a book right now in a branch of the local library, and finding drawings of peepees and wee-wees and the cat in the hat and the five Chinese brothers? Doesn't he deserve better? Look, if you think this is about overdue fines and missing books, you better think again. This is about that kid's right to read a book without getting his mind warped. Or maybe that turns you on, Seinfeld. Maybe that's how you get your kicks, you and your good time buddies. Well, I got a flash for you, Joy Boy. Party time is over. We got 7 days, Seinfeld.
My baby died.
That is, Well, I can't hear myself, Raj.
I don't know, but let's see.
Check.
Okay. Better?
Yeah, a little bit better.
That's a little Seinfeld.
Give me a little bit more juice on the headset. Maybe that's what it is. Check. No. Yeah. That was Seinfeld turned 70. Jerry Seinfeld turned 70 today, which
years
is
old
hard
today,
to believe.
Jeremy Flynn.
Before that, it was Hangam, our girl, with the game-winning hit, I think the second game of the series. And what Courtney Doffel said there, then think about this. Fifth consecutive series win for the Razorbacks. They've done that against ranked opponents Georgia, Missouri, South Carolina, and Alabama, now LSU. It is 15 of their last 16 road series going back to 2020. That is nuts. But for them, Roger, it's almost the same thing. They need to get to Oklahoma for the World Series. Until they do that, that's going to be...
And they have not been.
They've come close. They've been one game
away.
That's right. That's where
we want them
that's
to
right.
get.
That's
now, they
what
play
we
in Conway
do.
Tomorrow. Now, as far as the Razorbacks go, every season, because of what has been built up there, we expect to go to Omaha.
Yes.
And now we want that.
Yeah.
I mean, has the SEC had the trophy the last 3-4 years?
Yeah, Ole Miss, was it last year, Josh, that Ole Miss won? If I get my years mixed up, at the World Series, I think it was last year.
LSU, Tennessee?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, LSU last year, Ole Miss the year before. We saw it, Roger. Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Got a special guest in the studio, Jeremy Flynn. Hey, Jeremy.
What's up, boys?
What's up, Flinty?
Former Buzz Promotions Director, also longtime Simmons Bank Arena staffer. And also, he and his wife, Felicia, have JF Media and Marketing. We got some interesting news he's going to share with us a little bit later after Pat Bradley that I think that a lot of folks will find interesting. Life good?
Life's good.
Sporting the Morning Mayhem shirt.
How about that?
Look at that.
You like that?
I love it.
Looks good.
Good fit.
The Morning Mayhem Army, as Roger calls it, militia,
growing. It just flows. It's a little...
Family. It could be family.
That's what
you are to us. That's what we are
are family, and people are wanting those things. Thanks to Steve Qualls and Design Lab in Hot Springs. He's the one putting those in. We got news about more about that maybe coming in
where everybody can maybe have access to
getting
that.
Absolutely, because I keep them, and listen, they're highly coveted and much sought after. You have that. We'll take your photograph. There's a new Facebook post that I put up last night with a bunch of regular people.
Yeah, I just reshared that. Yeah, on my Facebook
Very good.
Page.
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody wants that shirt. There's no other shirt around.
Yeah, if you want to see what we look like, too, by the way, while we're doing the show, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, I'll show this on our cameras. And when we're on the road, too, so you can check that out. You can hear some on your radio, in your car, at home, also
on the app.
That's exactly right.
And with all due respect to Sarge and what he does, there is no way that we can have our mics on as we go into break. It's enough to know that you have cameras, but to have the audio going is dangerous enough for us. For Sarge's show,
Jeremy,
it's vanilla.
So we're going to recover our mouth so you can't see what we're saying.
You can't see us doing like this right here. Did you
it's like
see
Bill Belichick calling a signal.
Exactly right.
I remember.
Now, funny, you're here. We're coming up, Roger, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, BuzzBecue, year number 20.
What?
Wow. Year number. Number 20, if you can believe that.
I remember
How many years were you here?
I started in 2013, and I was here through 2016.
So you were here three years.
You only 3 years?
Did you? Yeah. So you followed Lindy?
I did.
You did? Wow, big shoes.
And Matt Couch.
Was it Lindy, Matt, and then you?
I think it was.
I think so.
I think Matt,
I think so.
But Matt was still here when I was here, too.
That's right.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
You both were here?
Yep.
Wow.
I can't believe that was that long ago.
We were
11
a conglomerate
years ago.
Back then.
Yeah. What'd you say?
We were a conglomerate.
Yeah, there's one team left if you want to get in, and then it's sold out next Saturday. And I hadn't looked at the advanced weather, Roger, but it's always a good time.
I haven't either.
I do want to thank real quick the sponsors. Oakland is a presenting sponsor.
Uh-huh.
Tito's Handmade Vodka, Lion Legal, who we met at the golf tournament the other day, Roger. Gravely Mowers, Michelob Ultra, LRS, MSA Customs, Chris... Crane Hyundai and Jez Camper Rentals. So, too, you got live music throughout the day, and so it's always a good time. Do you ever have nightmares or anything that went wrong? Of course, it's Terry and Gemma's deal. They're running the show in terms of the operation of judging and all that kind of stuff.
It always went really well. I think the only thing that was difficult is the year that it stormed. It poured down rain and it stormed.
Right. Well, we got to come up.
Great American pastime. Do you smell that? That's the smell of men being men.
I think I'm ready.
On 103.7 The Buzz, KABC Little Rock.
Roger Scott, here to talk to you once again about Sanders Ground Essentials. You know, I've had the fellas, Kent and Kyle Sanders, treating my lawn for years now. So here's my tip for you, and you can thank me later if you like. If you live anywhere in the Central Arkansas area, now would be the time for you to have them come out to your house as well. Whether it's to help you have the best look,